This is Library Lines, the voice of your Sussex County Library. I'm your host, Regina Bone, along with my co-host,
Jerry Galante.
And welcome for another edition.
We are back. I think we say that every time.
I know. Yeah, it's been a long, I think, hiatus since our previous one. But
yeah, we had to recover from Louisa.
I think you're right. We had to take that all in. She was just a font of information.
We had to absorb it.
Absorb it all.
Yep.
So if you missed it, Louisa Band was here last episode, and she gave us all this information about what's going on in the adult services and all the great programming and services that they have there. So you can always go back and check that out. But we're here today.
Yes.
And before we start anything, let's go over the status of our reopening.
Let's do it.
All right.
So a couple weeks ago, we reopened sans appointment. We've had a lot more traffic since then, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are excited to be able to come in without having to, you know, book in advance or call us from the parking lot or what have you. So that's good. We are still masked, and that's according to the county. So all county buildings require masks, including your library. So please come in with one of those. It's been great being able to be a little more open, you know. And our hours are closer to normal than they had been.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're now 9 to 4:45 on our regular days and till 7:45 on our nights.
Mm-hmm.
So we still require that little 15-minute window there to clean and do whatever else we need to do. But, yeah, the extra hours are definitely helpful for people. So.
Right. And all books are still being returned in the outside book drops.
Correct.
Yeah, so the main points are no appointments needed to visit.
Mm-hmm.
You can still do grab and go.
Correct. Grab and go remains.
Yeah, that's still online. Yep, that's still online to make appointments, or you can call up and make an appointment. And we're open first thing, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Yep.
You can get there at 9:01, grab your Patterson, and run.
Which took me a few days to get used to.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I was used to having that little window where we could, you know, get the building ready, get everything done before people are actually coming in, and now we're just doing it as the people are in, which is a little, you know, it's like somebody opens up the beehive, you know what I mean? Because we're all scurrying around trying to get everything done in time. It's funny because as you were mentioning the grab and goes, that number has definitely plummeted.
Yes.
People who are doing it. So at least then we're not as busy doing that, because that would take up a long time.
And I've noticed many of the grab-and-go regulars over the past year are now coming in to check out their books, which I think is great, because we miss you.
Yeah, absolutely. People feel more comfortable, too, now.
Yeah,
I think,
yeah. So I haven't seen a whole lot of people in a long time, and I'm starting to see them now, and it's a great feeling.
Yeah, it also feels like a sense of normalcy, you know, returning.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is good.
Yes, yes.
So let's hope that trend continues.
Yes, I think it will. We've been moving forward ever since. Never had to go backwards. Right?
Yeah, that was sort of the intent.
Yeah, that was the intent.
Yeah,
and
we didn't want to have to put the genie back in the bottle once we opened. So, you know, we took our cues from county and from just general news about the pandemic and, you know, numbers. And we feel like we're in a good place now. So, yeah. So it's exciting.
It is exciting. So come back to your library. We're waiting for you.
Yeah, and speaking of, summer readings in full swing.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually have an interview with the youth associate, Christine Clear, from the Franklin Library. So why don't we get to that?
All right. Well, it is June, and June usually means the beginning of the Summer Reading Club here at the Sussex County Library. And with us today, we have Christine Clear. She is a youth associate, and we're so glad to have you with us to fill us in on all things summer reading. So Christine, how long have you been with the library system, and what brought you here?
Well, this is my third year. I came here from working for the Morris County Park Commission. I was working in a historic farm, it's Foster Fields.
Oh, cool.
We do have tickets for them once they open up all time, so keep an eye out.
Nice.
But I started looking for jobs in Sussex County because I live in Sparta, and I found a job in the library system. I'm like, oh, that sounds pretty good. My background is in music education. That was what I went to school for.
Mm-hmm.
So looked at all of my skills and said, let's work in the library. So I started here, and this is my third year doing summer reading. I'm based out of the Franklin branch. When we first started, each of the three associates had two branches that we were responsible for. I had Franklin and Dorothy Henry, and then we hired more people.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Now I'm just based in Franklin, so I do all of the youth programming there.
Cool.
We have a lot of fun.
if you guys watched the YouTube channel, Christine was the one inside the dinosaur costume.
Oh, yes.
So that was big time fun, I think, for all of us in the branches. We all know COVID last year sort of made summer reading a weird situation. So what are the differences between what summer reading was like last year to what it is this year?
There are some things that are the same and there are some things that are different. So something that is the same is we are still using Read Squared. Read Squared was generously purchased for all of the libraries by the state. So we have this lovely program. So in years past, you would read a book and you would come in the library and write down the book on your ticket and you put a ticket in a box. And then we would later have to sort through them and pick things randomly out of the box. And now it's all online. So it is a bit more fair. No one person is digging through a box full of crumpled papers to choose a winner for anything. It's all online. We are going by minutes rather than books read to make it seems more fair also if someone is reading 10 picture books or one novel, it's the same amount of time reading. So that's a little bit easier. And it's easier to keep track of too. You can guess, be like, oh, I said I read for 30 minutes on Thursday, and you can enter those minutes. Now, this year, we're using a raffle system as well. So for every minute you read, you get a point. There's other ways to earn points as well. You can write a book review, that's 25 points. You can complete a mission, which is 50 points, or you can attend a program, which is 100 points. And the more points you earn, you're eligible for more raffle tickets. And that's how you get entered into win prizes. So every 50 points is equal to one ticket, and you can enter your ticket into whichever prize you want. So if you only want one prize, you can put all your tickets into that prize, or you can spread them out however you like. As I talked about prizes, I can talk about those too.
I have one question for you.
Yes.
You said they go by minutes.
Yes.
So there's no writing down of titles of anything?
You do enter your title. You enter the title and then however many minutes you read.
Just to clarify. Okay.
As for the prizes, which is one of the biggest draws for our pre-K age group, the grand prize is a busload of Pigeon books by Mo Willems. Everyone loves the Pigeon.
Cool.
Not a real big bus, it's a very small bus. Also, each branch will have a winner of a $10 Amazon gift card, paper bag puppet arts and crafts activity, a Llama Llama Red Pajama board book with a stuffed llama, a Chunky Turtle alphabet puzzle, or a Broad Street Books voucher. So those are the prizes for the little ones. For children, so children is the next age group up. The grand prize for them is a Tovalu Junior Kids baking set.
Cool.
I would love that.
These are some dynamite prizes, by the way.
Absolutely.
They're very cool prizes. Also, one winner for each branch will get a $15 Amazon gift card, a Chef It Up apron and gift card, Skylands Ninja Warrior open gym class voucher, a Tomahawk Lake family pass, a Broad Street Books voucher, a Paint by Stickers zoo animals kit, a $30 craft and sip certificate, and a Stitch Adventure gift certificate. So that's all for the kids.
Wow.
Tweens is the next age group up. Tweens are children entering grade 4 to entering grade 6. Grand prize for them is a VR headset with a remote.
That's pretty cool. I've
always wanted to try those.
Yeah, me too.
Also, a per branch, a $25 Amazon gift card, $25. I can speak. how to draw anime and manga drawing guide with a sketch pad, an origami kit, a stressless coloring book with colored pencils, and a Broad Street Books voucher. And for our teens, the sought-after prize of them all.
Mm-hmm.
So teens is entering grade 7 up until in grade 12, I suppose.
Yeah.
As a Nintendo Switch Lite with Animal Crossing.
Woo! I'm just taking that.
Oh, to be a teen again.
I'm just taking it. I'm just whatever. I won. Sorry, kids.
Also, each branch will have one winner of a $30 Amazon gift card, a Broad Street Books voucher, or a Castle Cove experience. You can go play mini golf.
Cool.
For the adults, adults also have prizes.
That's right. And that's just a reminder because the Summer Reading Club is not just for children.
Oh, no.
This also applies to adults of all ages.
Yes.
And the registration is the same.
Yes.
Correct. Okay.
Registration the same, minutes the same, all
mm-hmm.
of that.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Grand prize is a $100 Crystal Springs gift certificate.
I would go to the spa with that one.
I'll bring my Switch.
And there is also a Sussex County swag bag, which is a tote full of gift certificates to local businesses and things like that. Those are two different grand prizes. So there's one grand prize is the Crystal Springs gift certificate, and the other one is the swag bag that has restaurant vouchers and things like that. For the top two participants at each branch, so it works a little bit different for the adults. So the winners are chosen based on the total number of minutes logged in Read Squared. So it's the highest minute readers in each branch. The first prize winner in each branch is a $50 Amazon gift card. And the second prize winner is a Tales and Tales tote bag filled with a reading light, a mug, and a notepad. So, adults, you want to get those minutes in? Because you never know. Maybe you're the highest count reader in your branch.
Yeah. Start counting those minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, with those things, if you're reading a magazine, you can enter those minutes. If you're reading the newspaper, if you're reading a real long article on BuzzFeed, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Instruction booklets.
Yes.
Yes.
Whatever you're doing, write it down. Yeah, that's really cool, though. Prizes sound really interesting this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the incorporation of, like, the local business stuff, too, because that's a lot of fun for our patrons and for the businesses around. You know, maybe sample something you didn't think that you didn't even know that was there, you know?
Right.
Which is fine.
Right. And what a nice change from last summer.
Yes. So... Mm-hmm. Last summer, as soon as we were told the buildings were closed, the youth services team just turned around and were saying, okay, it's all online now. And we immediately started online programming. Mm-hmm. So we made a Facebook group that we still post things on occasionally, SCLS Schools Out Storytime. And we started posting read-alouds of picture books and craft ideas and all sorts of things. And a lot of our programming was still on there over last summer. Everything was on Zoom. There were some take and make crafts, but not as many. But this year, we are able to have programming outdoors, which is a big change.
Mm-hmm.
So each branch has a lot of things planned. There is story times planned for the mornings for little ones. So, for example, Franklin has outdoor story time on Monday mornings at 10 and 11 o'clock. Tuesdays, there is story time at Sussex Wantage. Wednesdays, there is story time at Main Library and at Dorothy Henry. Thursdays, there's story time at Louise Child. And there's also story time at Dennis on Monday afternoons. Because as some of us may know, our youth services associate who is stationed at the Dennis branch is currently on maternity leave because she just had a baby boy.
Yay.
Always good news.
Yeah.
Yes. He's very cute.
Yeah, he is very cute.
Other than story time, we have some paid programming coming in, so programmers that are coming in from outside the library. We have a juggler who's coming to the library for three of our branches. On Wednesday, July 14th, Bill the Juggler will be at Louise Child's at 11 o'clock. Thursday, he will be at Sussex Wantage at 11 o'clock, and Friday, he'll be at the Main Library at 11 o'clock. So you can pick your juggler location.
Bring your flaming chainsaws.
We haven't given up on virtual programming. Our opening program, the Turtleback Zoo, came virtually and gave a presentation for us. Some of our programs are coming from across the country. So we have a storyteller from Hawaii who is doing some stories for us on July 1st and July 8th at 2 p.m. So if you want to hear some tales from Hawaii and Japan.
Wow. Very cool. And this is via Zoom?
Yes, that okay. is via Zoom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if one good thing came out of this past year and a half is that now we can book programs outside the state, outside of country. I mean, anything's possible.
Yeah.
It is.
And a lot of presenters now are just used to the technology, yes. so they're willing to do it, you know?
Yeah, like last year we were hustling to look for places, and we were looking outside of New Jersey too, but now everyone kind of feels more comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have other program. Sussex Wantage has a lot of performers going and playing up at the Amp Theater. Sunrise Mountain Revival is coming up on Saturday, July 17th at 3 p.m. They're a lot of fun. On Saturday, July 31st, the Metropolitan Saxophone Quartet will be up there at 3 p.m. So there's a lot of music opportunities, and they go throughout the summer.
And that's a great setting, their amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
We forgot to mention the theme of the summer reading club.
Oh, yeah, we did, and the time frame.
Yeah, and the time frame. So
we really did our homework on this.
Yeah.
Super prepared.
That's
everybody.
Okay. It's never too late. It's never too late. So the theme is Tales and Tales.
Yes.
Okay. T-A-I-L-S and T-A-L-E-S.
Yes.
So did you guys have a great time, a fun time sort of working around that theme?
Yeah, there were so many things, especially for story times. There's so many picture books about animals and legends that we can use. Today I did a story time based around farm animals, so
yeah,
I had a lot of fun with that. So yes, Tales and Tales is our theme this year. So anything involving animals, so we're all about that. Not just animals and stories, we have live animals. There are real live animals coming to the library.
Yep.
Both as in presentation formats and in animals that you could theoretically take home. We have some live animal adoptions coming to the library. One will be
here at Dorothy Henry.
On July 10th.
July 10th, yep.
Yes, so that'll be up here.
Which means what? Patrons can come here and actually adopt?
Yeah,
animals,
they basically like set up the adoption with Father John's adoption group.
Okay.
So I don't know if you can take the animal home that day. I don't think you can.
You can start the registration.
Yeah, you start the process of the adoption. Yeah, so you can come and see what they've got and donate supplies as well.
Oh, very nice.
So if you have any blankets laying around or old bowls or litter boxes or whatever.
And it's primarily dogs and cats?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm. And we've made a recycled t-shirt dog toys this past week up at Franklin, and we'll be doing that again at the Dennis Branch on July 31st. And all of those will be donated to local animal shelters for the little animals to play with. You can take one home and then make one for an animal in need.
So, Jerry, are you going to adopt a dog?
Not a dog. I have three cats at home that
would
balk at that idea.
I thought maybe you would expand to the canine.
No, I mean, unless you want to buy a fence for me. You want to buy a fence and stay home to take care of said dog?
Hey, I hear you. I don't have a dog, and I'm not planning on getting a dog.
Yeah, dogs are...
And I grew up with dogs. I love dogs.
Yeah, way more work than a cat.
They are.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be hard, though, to, you know, look at their
faces. That's why I'm not working that day, in all honesty. I was very worried about that, so some of my staff were jumping at the chance to work. I said, absolutely, you can work. I don't want to, because I will not come home empty-handed. So, yeah.
Well, if you don't want to adopt a dog, you can read to a dog.
Correct.
In multiple branches.
Great segue.
So we have multiple branches have read to a dog programs throughout the summer. Also, if you don't want to adopt a live animal, you can adopt a stuffed animal.
Oh, boy, I thought that was going a different way.
No. Stuffed animal adoptions. Depending on when this go out, they might be over. Check your calendar. But we do have those available. Also,
and that's a good reminder to check the calendar.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
If you get a paper calendar, trust me, it's being superseded on a daily basis. So get in the habit of checking the online calendar for the latest news.
Yeah, always the better option.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There are so many things happening, and we can't keep up. But we do have some virtual programming that is available for everyone in the branch. Looking at the print calendar, it's an entire page of very small print. For example, some things don't necessarily have to go along with our theme. We have some writing workshops. Ari Bisque is doing card magic. Again, for us, it was very popular last time. We have some book clubs. We're doing a read aloud of a book called Skunk and Badger, the last 3 weeks of summer reading. That's one thing we forgot. We forgot to talk about when summer reading was.
Yes.
So registration started, well, before this recording.
Right.
You could start your recording minutes as of June 19th. That was Saturday. And we go until August 7th. So August 7th is the last day to register your minutes to put in for your tickets to get prizes. One thing we also forgot is throughout the summer, we are having a pet photo contest.
Mm-hmm.
So you can enter the pictures of your fur babies and see what people would like to vote on. We have the pictures are open until July 24th, and then we'll start opening up for voting. So people will vote on which they think their favorite picture is of their animal friend.
And there's different categories for the contest, right?
There are.
It's like best nap, there's like cutest or something.
And they have to be living animals?
I'm sorry, what? whoa, rewind. They have to be living animals?
I thought
animals?
Maybe like stuffed animals could be included.
Okay. Yes. There's live that animals. Weird word again. Doesn't really get... The dichotomy is not living or plushy. It's, you know...
I mean, I guess if you had a beloved pet that you wanted to enter who has passed on, you could,
well,
I didn't even
think of that. Yeah. But yes, I didn't even think of that. I'm thinking, okay, but it has to be actual animals. Okay.
Yes.
Just clarifying.
No griffins or unicorns allowed.
I mean, if you stick a ice cream cone on your cat's head, then
true.
Whatever. The categories are cutest dog, cutest cat, cutest other pet. You want to include all pets.
Mm-hmm.
Most like a human, best costume, best nap, silliest, and caught reading.
Reading is cute.
Yes.
That's cute.
We have quite a few pictures in the best nap category because it's easier to take a picture while they're still.
Oh, yeah.
Will they all be posted online? Yes.
So all of the pictures will go into an online page where you can go in, you can vote for your favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And then starting July 26th, you can start voting through August 7th. Winners will be featured on the library's Instagram page, and they will receive a keychain or a magnet of your winning photo.
Cool.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Nice.
So there's, when you go on the website, there's a place where you can go to a form that you fill out, and there's an email address you can send your picture to if it doesn't work.
That's going to be fun.
Okay. Now, I think staff cannot enter into this contest, but they can?
Yes.
Oh, okay. But I figure you can still send in your pictures, because I'd love to see your cats in various,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I mean, staff may not be able to win, but
that's what I mean.
We can always make you a magnet. If
that'd be nice.
Oh, yeah.
There you go,
absolutely.
Jerry.
Absolutely.
There's
good.
Your chance.
Good.
Yeah. There's a library staff perk.
Because we get comments all the time that, you know, Gus, one of our cats, is the cutest cat on earth. So, you know, so we're going to put that to the test, I think.
I look forward to it.
We also didn't mention the other live animals that are coming.
Ooh,
the fur animals.
We do. We have animals coming in from, and it's from Furta Fabulous Fiber Arts with Hidden Pastures.
There's rabbits. Are they like Angoran rabbits or something?
Yeah,
like
I think they're Angora long-haired rabbits.
Okay,
is that
and
correct?
That's by you,
and
right?
That's going to be at Louise Childs.
We're having some sort of a goat or sheep. We're having long-haired sheep or something by us at Dorothy Henry. I believe SW is getting the alpaca, and then I don't remember what the other animals are. So anyway, check the calendar for that if you're so inclined.
Yeah, there'll be a different animal at each branch, so
mm-hmm.
it's your opportunity to visit all the branches and see a different animal.
Yeah.
When you get there.
Catch them all.
So what are you looking most forward to this summer?
Summer green to be over.
Air conditioning.
Yeah, I hear you on that one.
I know it's a challenge when most of the in person is outside. I will hope that it stays on the cool side and not like it is right now.
Right,
it's very hot.
It's very hot.
Yeah.
We're having other activities. I know I have some crafts that we're doing outside, so it's great to see. Other than the story time, where it's more of a presentation kind
mm-hmm.
of thing with some songs, but we're doing some crafts and some interactive things. We have a lot of take and make crafts
mm-hmm.
that we're doing as well. Yeah. So we pack up the craft, we give you instructions, you pick it up and you do it and on your own pace, at your own time, at your own home.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea.
So there's a lot of those. And also crafts you can do at the library. I know Dorothy Henry has a lot of crafts happening at the library.
Yep.
Franklin has a lot of crafts happening at the library. Looking at your calendar.
Yes, just keep looking at the calendar.
Indeed.
Right.
So is there anything else you think we should know about summer reading? Do you have any parting summer reading words for the patrons out there?
I just keep reading and maybe look at things that you didn't think you would like. It's always an opportunity. Some of our missions are reading things that are maybe outside your comfort zone. If you're usually reading fiction, maybe pick up a nonfiction book. You don't know what you might learn. Some of your online content creators have written books. Check out a book that they wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to an audiobook. Audiobooks are great, especially in the car.
Yes, audiobooks count.
They do. Oh, yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Audiobooks count. Graphic novels count.
E-books count. E-audio. Mm-hmm. So don't forget Hoopla and Cloud Library.
And we have a new one.
Access 360 we use.
Yes.
And Simply E is sort of coordinating everything together.
Right.
Yes. Simply E is the new one.
It's the new app,
yep.
Putting all those together. And also Press Reader.
Yeah,
for
your
magazines
and
newspapers.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Christine. This was a lot of fun.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Good luck this summer.
Thank you.
And as we all forge ahead, we're all involved.
Trying not to melt.
Trying not to melt. And I think it's going to be a good summer. Really do.
It's nice seeing people back in the library now.
Oh, yes.
Especially because you don't need an appointment. You just need a mask, and you can come on in.
Yes.
So it's nice seeing families coming in the library.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So don't forget, register. You can register right at home or at the library.
Yes, you can.
All right, so thanks again to Christine. That was a fun interview. And speaking of summer reading, we have here some summer reading picks of titles that are coming out this summer for you to hurry up and get your reserves on before you're number 75 in line.
Yeah, and some of these reserves are growing, so get on there soon if
very
you're
quickly.
Interested. Yes.
Yeah. I have a bunch of bestsellers on the list that I'm going to talk about, and then some other like non-bestseller authors that you know you might want to be
just,
aware of.
Yeah,
titles.
Just highlighting.
Yeah.
Yep.
So would you like to go first, or should I go first for the list?
Oh, go ahead, Jerry.
All right. Someone who will appear frequently on all lists, James Patterson. He is once again collaborating with former President Bill Clinton on a title, The President's Daughter. So it is a one-time Navy SEAL and past president, Matthew Keating, after his daughter is kidnapped by a madman, embarks on a one-man special ops mission that tests his strengths as a leader, a warrior, and a father.
Do you read James Patterson?
I don't.
Yeah.
Do you read James Patterson?
I used to. I remember reading his very early ones and enjoying them. They were all just standalones.
Right.
Mean, very early.
Right.
And then I got into his cross books, and one of them started going into vampires, and that was it.
I didn't know that he was like supernatural.
Yes, I closed the book, and I never went back to him.
Hmm.
But he is hugely popular.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the first one he did with Clinton did really well. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did not read that.
Yeah, I don't know if this is. I don't know if it's like really an exact sequel. It's probably just the same character.
Right. Okay. Yeah, and it was popular at the library too. Okay. I actually want to start off with the debut.
Ooh.
That actually has been out. It's came out on May 25th. It's a thriller. First, I want to ask you, did you watch the movie Parasite?
No. I feel bad I haven't, but no, I haven't.
Because it won the Academy Award a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It was a strange win because it's a foreign film.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Korean film.
Right.
So I saw it a couple times, actually.
Okay.
I enjoyed it so much, and because it's bizarre. But this book actually reminded me of it. I actually read this book.
Hmm.
I had an advanced reader's copy, and it caught my eye, and it seems to be getting some traction because there are quite a few holds on it. It's called The Photographer by Mary Dixie Carter, and the story goes as this. As a photographer, Delta Dawn, yes, that's the name of the the main character,
nice.
And she was named after the song. Delta Dawn observes the seemingly perfect lives of New York City's elite, but when Delta is hired for Natalie Straub's 11th birthday, she finds herself wishing she wasn't behind the lens, but a part of the scene, in the Straub family's gorgeous home and elegant life. That's when Delta puts her plan in place by babysitting for Natalie, befriending her mother, finding chances to listen to her father. A slyly observed, suspenseful story of envy and obsession, told in the mesmerizing, irresistible voice of a character who will make you doubt that seeing is ever believing.
Hmm.
And it did remind me of Parasite. It is about someone who infiltrates into a family, trying to take over and to be, you know, become part of their circle.
Okay.
And there's quite a twist at the end.
Hmm.
I let me just
sounds like a Lifetime original movie.
It, you know what? You're right. It would
it
be
does.
A perfect one of these. This is not high literature, people.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a great beach read. It's very quick. Very
cool.
Quick, so.
It also reminded me a couple things in there of Designing Women. Because you said Dixie Carter and Delta.
Yes, I thought that
I was
that
just
too.
Going there
yes,
and I was
Dixie
saying,
Carter,
well, this
yep.
is weird.
Yes, that crossed my mind too.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one is actually Oprah's book club pick for the year. Oh. It's called The Sweetness of Water by Nathan Harris. Mm-hmm. So it's also a debut. Recently emancipated brothers Prentice and Landry need money so that they can search for their mother up north. They are hired by white farmers George and Isabel Walker, who find them a comfort after their only son's death. Meanwhile, a forbidden romance between two Confederate soldiers explodes into the open.
Mm.
So it sounds interesting.
Yeah, it does. It does.
But yeah, this was Oprah's book club pick for the year, so...
Yeah, it was just picked just recently. A
couple weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, just a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we always see an increase of holds once Oprah chooses a book.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see how
massive
popular
spike.
This one goes. Yes.
Yep.
Okay, that sounds great. The next one I have is another thriller. It's The Maidens by Alex Michaelides. I think I pronounced that correctly. If that name sounds familiar, he is the author of the wildly successful The Silent Patient that came out a couple years ago. Did you read that one?
I didn't.
I did. Yeah, it was good. I think we read it for our book discussion, too. It was, I think, on a number one for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is his follow-up. This is a spellbinding tale of psychological suspense, weaving together Greek mythology, murder, and obsession. Mariana, a brilliant group therapist, is certain that Edward Fosca is a murderer, but the Greek tragedy Cambridge professor is untouchable, particularly adored by the members of a secret society of female students known as the Maidens. When members begin to show up dead, Mariana suspects that behind the idyllic beauty of the spires and turrets and beneath the ancient traditions lies something sinister. She becomes convinced that Edward Fosca is guilty of the murders, and Mariana is determined to stop this killer, even if it costs her everything, including her own life.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Now, I actually received this book last week. It just came out. It came out on June 15th,
mm-hmm.
and I'm about 100 pages into it, and I have to say I am fully into it.
Cool.
I cannot wait to go back and start reading it.
Nice.
So we'll see if this is as successful as his first one.
Yeah, that book was super successful.
Super.
So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Publishers Weekly gave this one a starred review, as mm-hmm. did Booklist.
Yeah, I think we have it, like, in all formats. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so even if you want the large print, it'll be available.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
The newest one by Stephen King, coming out this summer.
Another one by
Stephen
King.
Called Billy Summers.
Mm-hmm.
A former Iraq war vet working as an assassin for hire who only accepts jobs when the target is truly a bad guy seeks retirement.
Mm.
It actually reminds me of, have you ever heard of Gross Point Blank, the movie?
I have, but I never saw it.
Okay. It's John Cusack mm-hmm. and Minnie Driver's in it. But it's a similar story of an assassin for hire who only goes after people who, quote unquote, deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tries to leave the job. So it's actually a pretty funny movie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's just what this plot sort of reminds me of. Were you a Stephen King fan at all, ever?
I read a few of his books. I have to go back and read more of them. I do think he's a great writer.
Mm.
I think the quality of his writing is great. But, yeah, he's always reliable.
Yeah. For a while, I was into the Dark Tower series.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked the first bunch of books. And then at one point, I just felt it really jumped the shark for me. Because, like, he became a character in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I'm bowing out now.
It's like me and Patterson, you know.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, yeah. Like, yeah.
That's it.
Where it was sort of like, meh,
that's it.
Nah, I'm okay.
That's it.
I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm
now.
Done.
Yeah,
I'm done.
I'm good.
You got your fill.
Yeah.
The next one I want to talk about is another thriller. Thrillers have been so popular over the past few years.
Yes.
You just can't go wrong. People are hooked on them. This one's coming out on August 3rd. It's called The Husbands by Chandler Baker. When the Spanglers go house hunting in Dynasty Ranch, Nora meets a group of high-powered women with enviable, supportive husbands. When she agrees to help with a resident's wrongful death case, she is pulled into the lives of the women there. But as the case unravels, Nora uncovers a plot that may explain the secret to having it all, one that's worth killing for. Calling to mind a Stepford Wives gender swap, the husbands imagines a world where the burden of the second shift is equally shared, and what it may take to get there. It makes the reader wonder, what lengths will a woman go for a little more help from her husband? Booklist called it a prime choice for book groups and crime reads, a delightful and furious take on the Stepford Wives. That's what caught my eye.
It's funny, too, because when you were talking about that, I said, oh, it sounds like the Stepford Wives.
Yeah.
And of course, I literally mentioned that. So, yeah. Nice.
So that one's coming out again on August 3rd.
Yeah, thrillers and true crime are huge
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
Most of my, like, well, not most of my, but a decent amount of nonfiction right now is true crime that I'm buying. Mm. So New Jersey favorite David Rosenfeld is coming out with a new book called Dog Eat Dog. A lawyer who founded a dog rescue agrees to defend a passerby who intervened when he saw a man mistreating his pug, despite the man being wanted for murder.
Mm.
So, I just like the fact that there's a pug involved.
Yeah, and it fits well into our summer reading club theme.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Yeah.
Why not?
Boom.
I've never read anything by Rosenfeld.
I haven't either, but some of my people on my staff swear by him. Yeah. So,
well, if you like dogs really and you like a good mystery, he's been around a while, so
yeah,
try him out. Okay, very good. We were talking about thrillers. I have another one for you. I think this one was one of the ones that kind of got the whole fury started. Paula Hawkins is coming out with a new book on August 31st. You might remember her as the author of The Girl on the Train. This one's called A Slow Fire Burning. In her latest, Hawkins, the best-selling author of A Girl on the Train and Into the Water, focuses on the murder of a young man in his houseboat in London. Could his killer be Laura, the off-kilter woman who went home with him and was later covered in blood? Miriam, his odd, uncomfortably nosy neighbor on the river who's trying to play Miss Marple? And what to make of his Aunt Clara, with whom he shared a lifetime of grief? The flaws of each character will surprise and perhaps even enchant you, and only a clairvoyant could anticipate the book's ending.
So my next one is called The Other Black Girl by Zakiya Delilah Harris. Tired of being the only black employee at Wagner Books, 26-year-old editorial assistant Nella Rogers is thrilled when Harlem-born and bred Hazel is hired, until she, after a string of uncomfortable events, is elevated to office darling, leaving Nella in the dust.
Mm.
So it's sort of like an office intrigue story.
Yeah, that book's getting a lot of publicity. A
lot of buzz.
Yeah, yeah. A lot. I'm going to switch now to historical fiction. First one I'm going to talk about is The Secret Keeper of Jaipur. How do you pronounce it?
I think it's
and that's by Alka Joshi. You might know of the previous book by this author called The Henna Artist.
Mm-hmm.
This release date is June 22nd, so according to my calculation, it's been out for a few days.
About a week.
Continuation of her first best-selling novel, Joshi sets the scene in 1969 Jaipur, where young Malik has just finished his education and is apprenticing at the Royal Palace. His first project, build a state-of-the-art cinema, but when its balcony tragically collapses on opening day, Malik senses something dark afoot and realizes that the Pink City still fosters corruption amidst its wealthy upper classes. That first book was very popular. I did not read it, but I know a lot of people did.
Yeah. My next one is Survive the Night by Riley Sager. When her best friend is the third victim of a serial killer targeting college students, Charlie, deciding to leave campus, accepts a ride home from Josh Baxter and, realizing his true identity too late, must win a twisted game of cat and mouse by surviving the night.
Mmm. That sounds like a good thriller.
Yeah, that one is a big thriller that's coming out.
Yeah. Who was the author again of that?
Riley Sager.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I tried reading a book by Riley Sager. It was bizarre. Yeah. UFOs. I mean,
Interesting.
If you like that kind of stuff. Hmm. It's quite a few books that author has written. My next one is coming out June 22nd. It's Daughters of Sparta by Claire Haywood. This one recently has been getting a lot of buzz, I've noticed. As Princess of Sparta, Helen and Clytemnestra have everything, beauty, wealth, and the envy of all of Greece. But their upbringing comes with a price, and they're swiftly married off as girls and expected to merely produce heirs and keep quiet as their husbands rule. But amidst the backdrop of the siege of Troy, the sisters will push against societal norms to forge a new path for themselves and future women.
That sounds interesting.
Doesn't that sound interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually was. I went to Troy a few years ago.
Yeah.
So Greg. I think I mean, I remember it so vividly, but yeah. I think usually this wouldn't appeal to me, but because of it, I think I might try this out.
Hmm.
So cool. I think when I go back, I'm going to put a hold on it.
Nice.
All right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right with me. The next one I have here is The Personal Librarian by Marie Benedict.
Oh, yeah.
Hired by J.P. Morgan to curate a collection of rare manuscripts, books, and artwork for his newly built Pierpont Morgan Library, Belle de Costa Green becomes one of the most powerful women in New York, despite the dangerous secret she keeps.
Yeah, Marie Benedict writes a lot about historical women, sort of like secondary characters in maybe their husbands' lives that we haven't heard a whole lot about, and she does a really good job at really good job. I have a historical fiction. Also, you may know the name Colson Whitehead, two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning author of The Underground Railroad and The Nickel Boys, too. He won. It's just amazing. Pulitzer Prizes for both.
Yeah.
So he's coming out with a new one on September 14th. He returns with a tale set in Harlem in the 1960s. The protagonist, Ray, leads a double life as a furniture salesman and fencer of jewelry until his two worlds begin to converge as Ray desperately works to keep them separate. A love letter to Harlem and a commentary on race and power. Harlem Shuffle brings to life 1960s New York City. Now, when I first read that, it said fencer of jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what that meant. Do you know what that means?
No.
No. I have a definition one here.
Let's do it.
Because I'm like, what the heck is that? Jewelry fencing involves the criminal act of theft and resale of stolen goods.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Sure.
It is a complex criminal activity in that it involves several individuals working together in a premeditated fashion to perpetrate the crime. In its simplest sense, fencing occurs when jewelry is stolen and then sold to the public for market value. The fence is the individual who sells the stolen jewelry knowingly and works with those who have acquired the stolen goods to make a profit. The jewelry industry loses more than $100 million per year due to jewelry fencing, according to the FBI.
Wow.
So, we all learned something today.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. I think I've heard the term now that you say.
Yeah.
Like, the fence. I think I've heard that before. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
Weird, though. Yeah. See, that would have been something to ask Louisa about. Being in the jewelry industry, that would have been something to ask her about.
I wonder if she would know about
it. I don't know.
Huh.
Hmm.
All right, so that sounds interesting.
We did say she left under mysterious circumstances, so. All right. So do you think we're good with the recommendations?
I think we did. I think we highlighted a lot of...
We don't want to bore people either.
Yeah, there's a lot of great books coming out.
A ton.
They are, I think for the most part, all the ones we mentioned are on the catalog, so you can put holds on them.
Yep.
And keep an eye out on Cloud Library for the ebook.
Yep.
Or
go to SimplyE also.
Yes.
That might have it on there.
Yes.
Because that'll combine that with some of our other databases.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
For all your ebook and e-audiobook needs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that'll probably do it for the episode. What do you think?
I think you're right.
All right.
All right.
So feel free to email us, librarylines@sussexcountylibrary.org. You can put reserves on all these at the library if you're interested. For
Regina Bone,
I'm Jerry Galante, and we'll see you guys next time.